You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
My name is Emily Lauren Cardell, but you can call me Elle. I'm 25 years old and live in Shelbyville, Tennessee with my husband, Michael. I'm the founder of Daughter of Delight, an online women's ministry that provides everyday devotionals for the everyday woman. I'm humbled by the opportunity to share my story with you today, and I pray it blesses and encourages you in your walk with our good and gracious God. I met God when I was 16 years old. I was raised in the church from the moment I was born. But I didn't know the God I thought I knew until a major rescue took place years down the road. I was a good girl on the surface who engaged in poor decisions beneath surface level. So much so that I found myself so deep in darkness, I truly believed there was no way out. And I was the only one to blame for it. But God, I cried to Him and He rescued me. To quote Psalm 18:6, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From His temple, He heard my voice, and my cry to Him reached His ears." It was like God looked at me, covered from top to bottom in my selfishness and my mess, yet extended His hand anyway. And it was covered in His great love, joy, and grace. I was hesitant to take His hand because I couldn't stop asking myself what made me worthy of such a divine rescue. The answer was nothing. Absolutely nothing made me worthy of it. The beauty of the gospel, which I finally began to understand, is that God didn't extend His hand to me because He needed me. Rather, He invited Himself into my heart because I needed Him. I needed to truly know Him for who He was, once and for all. In this moment, I knew that if I took His hand, things would have to change, and it wasn't going to be easy. But I was also reminded of the life we are promised in Christ. I knew that if I could just let go of the worldly life I had been embracing and instead truly receive the life that awaited me in Christ, this would be a life worth living. This would be the life worth living. So, in exchange for my mess, I reached out and grabbed my Father's hand. God rescued me from my darkness and journeyed with me into the light. And I haven't looked back since. This doesn't mean that I'm no longer a sinner, because I am. But it does mean I'm no longer a slave to the bondage of sin. And because of what Christ achieved on the cross, because He breathed His last breath with us in mind, I am set free, and so are you. I am now a woman after God's own heart. As I look back on my life, I can see God's hand in all the details. Even when I was blinded by the darkness of my own sin, He was always there, always working, always one step ahead. He was always with me, every step of the way. I am living proof that there is no such thing as too far gone in order to receive God's generous gift of grace. He rescued me, and friend, He wants to rescue you too. Start where you are, and God will take you where you need to be.
God is in the business of setting the captives free. Your perspective will either be your prison or your passport. Are you cutting off what is dead and looking ahead? Are you wanting to be free from insecurity? We hold ourselves back with our limited thinking patterns that revolve around our insecurities. God wants us to go deeper with Him so we destroy the root of these patterns and move forward the future of what He has for our lives, freedom, being a blessing to all mankind. That is God's plan for our life. He has not brought us into this world so we can carry a heavy burden, but He wants to give us beauty for ashes and joy for our mournings and praise for our heaviness. What has you in bondage today? Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. The word oops is not in God's vocabulary. Isn't that a great thing? Isn't that an amazing thing that our God doesn't make mistakes? God is in control of every single thing. He's sovereign. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing and all-seeing and infinite in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He knows the details of our life, the big things, the small things, everything, all things. He sees and He knows what you're going through. We, on the other hand, can't control anything. Everything that happens in our lives is seen and known by God, even though we try. But there is one thing we can do, and that is forgive. We are in control of setting ourselves free from the bondage of unforgiveness by allowing ourselves to forgive others when they have hurt us. Who's hurt you lately? Who has wronged you? What people have taken advantage of you that you have not forgiven? We can forgive those who have slandered us and made fun of us. We can forgive those who have betrayed us, who has turned their back on you. Introspectively ask yourself that critical question: who am I allowing to torment me? Who am I allowing to steal my freedom? Scripture says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life so that we may have it more abundantly. In John chapter 10, verse 10. Is there someone you need to forgive today? Are you harboring a grudge towards someone? Forgive them. Forgive whoever has hurt you. As Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 tells us, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. Guys, we are not only called to love people, but we're called to forgive people. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin. Exodus chapter 14, verses 6 through 7 states, guys, an unforgiving Christian is a contradiction. To say that you are following Jesus yet harboring unforgiveness in your heart is simply wrong. Jesus touched on the issue of forgiveness time and time again. It was a major theme all throughout the Bible, all throughout his parables, all throughout his prayers. He hammered on the issue again and again and again and again and again. He continued to tell his disciples in public talks and in private talks that they should forgive one another. They should forgive those who hurt them. Blessed are you when you pray for those and bless those who persecute you. You are never more like God than when you forgive people. I love what Alexander Pope wrote. He said, to err is human, to forgive is divine. We reflect the nature of God in the most cataclysmic way when we are willing to forgive. If you really want to be more like Jesus today as you head to work, if you really want to be more like Jesus as you sit in your home and take care of your children and your husband and your family, if you want to be more like Jesus whenever you go out into the streets and meet new people, you want to have all that bondage and that weight and that heaviness of unforgiveness out of your heart. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is a God who is merciful, who is gracious and long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin? Therefore, if you want to be like Him, we should do the same.
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
Are you struggling to find fresh ideas for date nights with your significant other? We're excited to tell you about the answer to all your date night problems. It's called Night In Boxes. Night In Boxes is all about creating memorable date nights from the comfort of your home. The Night In Boxes team wants to give couples and families an amazing experience to create lasting memories. They even have a way to add faith to your date night to help deepen your relationship with God. This month, they're partnering with this podcast to give away 2 free boxes if you set up a date night in box or a kids night in box for the 6 or 12 month subscription. Trust me, it is going to be worth it. Each date night in a box includes interactive activities with ambiance and a tasty treat to bring you together in meaningful ways. Go to datenightinbox.com and use code CONVERGE at checkout to access the $79 discount when you sign up for a 6 or 12 month subscription and gain a fresh way to date your significant other. That's datenightinbox.com. Visit today.
Have you ever wondered what God has planned for you and your future? What were you made to do? Who were you made to be? It's time for answers. And in Carson Case's new book, Born for It, 90 Days and 90 Ways to Discover Your Gifts and Purpose, you'll be challenged to learn how to hear and trust God's voice while also understanding your unique gifting. God has special plans for each one of us, and it's our job to discover and fulfill His purpose for us. Perfect inspiration for the young graduate who's looking to their future, this brand new book, made available by our partners at Zondervan, is available April 23rd wherever you buy books. Get your copy today.
Jesus taught us how to pray, and He says this, "And forgive us of our debts, and we forgive our debtors." In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, "But He also taught us to pray, 'Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'" That is verse 10. What is going on in heaven right now? What is going on right now in this moment in heaven? All angels are surrounded by the throne, worshiping God, exalting Christ, and granting forgiveness. Therefore, we should worship God and exalt Christ and grant one another forgiveness right here on earth as we graciously move towards heaven. Hear me. Someone needs this right now. You are forgiven for your mistakes and the sins that you've done last year, last week, and even those which happened in the last 5 minutes. The scripture says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, "Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away." Regardless of your past, regardless of all the junk, the mess, the stuff that kept you from God, every day is a new chance to start with a clean record, a fresh start, a brand new chance to run and accept the unchanging love of God. He has it for you available. You are completely forgiven and overwhelmingly favored when you turn your worries into prayers, when you turn back to God. No matter how far you feel like you're from God, if you repent and trust in God, put your total heart, your total weight on Christ, and then receive Him into your heart. For a moment, I want you to take a minute to realize how utterly undeserving we truly are of God's good, amazing, gracious gifts. Suddenly, the world becomes alive when we realize this. I try to remind myself every single day, instead of whining about what's wrong, be thankful for God's love and His kindness and His goodness and how faithful He's been. I want to overflow with thanksgiving today. How about you? I want to be reminded of how undeserving I am to have this precious life. And every breath is delicate. Every word I speak, I want it to glorify Jesus and bring people to the cross. What about you? The fact that we owe everything to Him, and the fact that you owe nothing to me, I want to do everything to give you my everything, my heart. Humble this feeble heart, Lord, I cry out. I deserved to be dead when I was gunned down as a senior in high school, but His mercy endured forever. I deserved to go to prison for riding around with cars full of drugs and alcohol and money, but His love endured forever. I deserve to be miserable because of the many hearts I've broken, sin, sex out of marriage, all these different things, but His mercy endures forever. I deserve nothing but the judgment of Christ and eternal separation, but His love endures forever. But you, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who generously gave me grace, you deliver me and you set my feet upon a rock that is higher than I. I've been blessed with eternal life. Where has God shown His favor in your life? Day after day, God favors us, not only with leniency, but also with beauties, delights, and privileges we have no right to expect. How amazing is that? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to His riches and His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me with more than I deserve. Thank you guys for listening in to the Scriptures and Stories podcast, where we bring meaningful stories and powerful scriptures. If you haven't yet, just take a quick moment to subscribe, rate, and review. And I just thank you all for sharing. I just got word that we're over 3,000 subscribers and getting tons of downloads. And I believe it's all because of you guys sharing and spreading the word. If you would go ahead and make a group, grab your 10, 20, 30 friends and make a group, a Facebook group, or maybe even a text group, and send this podcast out to some of your friends, and also find what are some other spaces that you can get involved with in this podcast arena. God is definitely doing some amazing things, and I totally would love your feedback on this podcast. So go ahead and reach out to me at 678-667-6582. Yes, text me at 678-667-6582. And my prayer for you today is that you would walk in the abundance that God has graciously given you, and allow your heart to be open to receive His blessings, His spiritual blessings, as you seek Him today. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but also putting daily action steps into play along the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.